All right, on with a further report, please. Let's do Kai Tak next. Yes, thank you.
Yep, thank you, Chairman. Well, the report is tabled as document number 10. We have our 21st meeting on the 1st of June 2016. Particularly, we have discussed on two major issues. First of all, the planning and engineering study for the development at Kowloon Bay Action Area feasibility study. Well, it was presented by the Energizing Kowloon East Office, EKEO, on this preliminary outline development plan. Member discussed this plan and in fact showed general support of the plan and complemented the study approach and vision of turning that area into a smart, green and walkable city. Well, member also focused a concern on connectivities of this area into the harbourfront and also question about public transport facilities issues. Those were discussed during the meeting, and the EKEO take concern of the connectivity and traffic condition, and those will be further addressed and further technical assessment will be conducted before formulating the recommended outline development plan for this area. Chairman, the second item is design of Hong Kong Children's Hospital at Kai Tak, and that is a hospital which is about to be completed in that area. So the issue in question was actually an open space between the two blocks of a hospital building. So we have had a debate within between the commission member, task force member, and the proponent. The proponent intend that garden to be a private garden for the hospital user. However, the Harbourfront Commission member think that that garden should be a public area that connect the inner city with the harbourfront. So that has been some exchange of view on that. And while the task force stress on the connectivity between the inner city and the harbour, the harbour hospital authority think that there will be disease and that will be very dangerous for people to walk through that area. So there has been, it was a very interesting discussion. And at last, the HA agree, and we managed to get HA agree to provide a controlled asset route within that open space area that would allow public access.
Yes,
yes. And they will, I think we put our case very clearly about harbor planning principle, and we also tell hospital authority that when Harbourfront Commission allow that site at Kai Tak to be used as a hospital, we ask that space to be allowed for people to walk through, and then on that condition that site were given to the hospital authority. So they realized that, and then they at last agree that they will provide a controlled access route within that open space area. So further detail will be provided to the task force on further development. Thank you, Chairman. That's the end of my report.